Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
On August 30th, you know, Isaiah 40 verse 9 is our do not fear scripture for the day. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. That's part of the Messiah. I mean, by Handel.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, for today,
we're going to talk about it's not behind you, it's in front of you.
Woo.
If you keep looking where you've been, then you never get where God wants you to go. Your future is in front of you. It's time to quit looking in the rearview mirror. And that's much more than highway safety tip. It's a spiritual truth.
That's it.
That God wants us to keep deep within our spirits. Luke 9:62, New Century Version. Jesus said, anyone who begins to plow a field but keeps looking back is of no use in the kingdom of God. If you're waiting to bring in a new harvest, if you're wanting to reap the benefit of what you've sown, then stop looking back. If someone has hurt you in the past, leave it there. Don't harbor any resentment. Don't add any painful memories to your mental playlist. Unforgiveness is the one thing that will keep God from answering your prayers, simply because he cannot answer what he does not hear. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Mm.
Bottom line, if you look back on the past to either review, replay, or relive particular moments in time, then the word says you're of no use to the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is heading in only one direction. Forward. If you notice in Ephesians 6, God gives us no armor to put on our backs. Don't recall sinful events for which you've been forgiven. If you look back and bring them into your remembrance, then you've allowed the enemy to gain a foothold in your thought process. We've stated many times before that if God has forgiven us of our sins, he will not bring them up. He can't bring them up because he doesn't remember them.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 43:25, classic Amplified. I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions. For my own sake, I will not remember your sins. The Message Bible translation of Isaiah 43:25 says it this way. But I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of your sins. How can God bring up past sins if he doesn't remember them or even keep a list? God will not bring up your past, but the enemy will. But he can only get away with it if we let him. That's why you have to forget the past and move forward. Philippians 3:13 through 15, New King James Version. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
The devil wants us to make faces as though.
Okay. He wants to make faces at us, even though it's through the rearview mirror of our lives. But we got to rebuke him.
I guess we need to for that one.
Claim your benefits as a born-again, demon-chasing child of God.
Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I love Psalm 103. I pray it every day. Several verses in, you need to look at it, especially in the Classic Amplified. It's terrific. Every believer, you know, needs to grab a hold of those phrases and not forget all of his benefits. Literally, the word benefit in Strong's Concordance is the Hebrew word H1576, H1576, which means dealing, recompense, benefit. In fact, the word benefit is found 19 times in 17 verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance in the King James Bible. 10 of those times, the Hebrew word for benefit is translated as recompense. The word recompense is defined in the dictionary with three R's: repay, remunerate, and reward. Wow. We'd say that's a pretty good and an important word not to forget on your benefit package. Now, do you want to, if you want to say it with me, say it with me. I've got benefits, and I won't find them by looking in the rearview mirror of my life.
That's so true.
We need to remember, if we keep looking where we've been, that we're not going to get where he wants us to go. So it's time to stop rehearsing hurts. We need to forget those things which are behind, like the Philippian scripture says. If the things, and that includes people who have done us wrong in the past, and we just need to leave them there. Our best revenge is to not let them affect us. Quit thinking about what might have been and take hold of what can be now as we allow God to empower our lives during the rest of 2023. Mark Twain once commented, "I've been through some terrible things in my life, including some that actually happened." In other words, we spend some time, too much time sometimes, thinking on things that we think are fearful or might happen, but they're not going to happen. If we want to maximize our potential for the kingdom, then we need to learn how to manifest 2 Corinthians 2:5. 2 Corinthians 2:5, this is actually 10:2-5. In the translation, it says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It's a great scripture to memorize. I use that a lot. 2 Corinthians 10:2-5, 3-5. We need to forget it about it and bring it into captivity. Negate it. Throw it down. Cast it out. This is especially true when it comes to your finances. If you bought something you regretted or something you couldn't afford or made an unwise investment, you need to ask forgiveness, deal with it, and then move on. It's time for us to stop talking about what has, could have, or should have. God wants us to occupy the land. He did not encourage us to reminisce or commiserate about the past. It won't do us any good. We want to be able to move forward the way he said we can move forward. You know, we need to just remember, like we said, the benefits. The scripture says that we can be recompensed. 2 Samuel 22, verse 25 says, "Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight." If you've obeyed his instructions, you've stopped looking in the rearview mirror. And then he's going to bless you, remunerate you, repay you, reward you. Not only that, he gives you a fresh start. Hallelujah.
2 Samuel 22, verses 21 through 25. 2 Samuel 22, verses 21 through 25.
This time in the Message Bible.
Amen. "God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before it. When I cleaned up my act, he gave me a fresh start. Indeed, I kept alert to God's ways. I haven't taken God for granted. Every day, I review the ways that he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step." God wrote, hallelujah.
Rewrote.
Rewrote Think about that.
The text of my life when I open the door of my heart to his eyes.
Amen.
Wow.
The message is so important that it's repeated again, almost word for word, in Psalm 18, verses 20 through 24 in the Message Bible, where it says, God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before it. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day, I review the ways he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Mm-mm.
If you've been looking in the rearview mirror, ask God to forgive you. He's listening to you right now. If you're serious, he's ready to hear and help you. Psalm 145:18, Message Bible. God's there, listening for all who pray, and mean it. Stop looking at what's behind you and drive straight ahead into your future. God's divine purpose and plan for your life. You're a decision maker, a world changer, a destiny shaper, a mountain mover, and a wealth accumulator. I believe God has great plans for you in the remainder of this year. But you're never going to see them by looking back. God told us to press, to actively pursue, to go after, to be focused and stop at nothing until we secure the prize, the high calling. That's what I call being a real winner for God. We want you to write this down. My future is in front of me. My future is in front of me. You can even personalize that to say, Lawrence's future is in front of him. Maya's future is in front of her. One last exhortation. I heard Apostle Terra Nova from Brazil say some years ago. He said, I have seen my future and I have decided to live there.
Hallelujah.
That sounds like a pretty good idea to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we're going to be praying on Monday, Labor Day, for everybody who needs a job, a better job, promotion, bonus, raise, benefit. Send us the information we need to pray for you specifically. Go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day because we want to be lifting you up before the Lord on Monday.
Amen.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.